Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art.
Good morning and welcome to the Maitreya program. Today I would like to read out to you an edited version of a talk that Benjamin Creme gave in Tokyo way back in 1996 on the theme of transmission meditation. As you might already know, Share International consists of a network of several hundred meditation groups worldwide, and it is free, and it's a way that you can help the world as well as your own evolution. In New Zealand, I think we have roughly 25 groups at present. In Auckland, we have groups in Epsom, Glenfield, Orewa and Howick at present. So here we go with the talk. And it starts with a question: why do we meditate? What is the purpose of meditation? All of us, without exception, are souls in incarnation. The true purpose of meditation of any kind is to bring the individual into contact with his or her soul. Meditation is a method, more or less scientific, depending on the meditation, of bringing about soul contact and eventually total union with the soul. Through long, repeated incarnations, the soul pays very little attention to its reflection, the man or woman on the physical plane, because they can respond very little to soul energies. Eventually, by dint of long experience on the physical plane, the soul sees in its reflection the readiness for response to its stimulus and impression. The soul then brings the person into meditation of some kind. The first time this occurs, it might be a very fleeting experience, but eventually, perhaps two or three lives later, a great deal of time and attention is given by the person to the practice of meditation. In this way, the soul begins to grip its vehicle, stimulate, impress, and seek to bring the man or woman into a closer relationship to the long-held purpose of the soul. And just to digress for a moment, Share International believes in reincarnation, so that we have been through many, many lifetimes to get to the point where we are today. And over time, the soul gradually makes itself known through its vehicles, being the personality made up of the physical, emotional, and mental bodies. Back to the article. The more the person meditates, the more energy is received from the soul, and the more the transformation of the individual's relation to the soul takes place. It is necessary to remember in talking about the soul and its vehicle, the man or woman, that the relationship is internal. The soul is not speaking to the individual. The soul is impressing it with intention and releasing to it its spiritual energy. As soon as a degree of contact with the soul is made, the person begins to desire to serve the world in some way. The purpose of the soul is to serve. That is why it's come into incarnation. With the continuance of meditation and a closer alignment with the soul, the desire to serve eventually becomes very strong. Individuals have free will. They may or may not serve as they wish. If a person meditates, receives energy from the soul, but does not serve, the energy may create a block, a status, and all kinds of difficulties can arise. If, on the other hand, the person takes up the opportunity presented by the soul to serve the world and does so to the best of his or her ability, things will tend to go well in his or her life. The purpose of the soul is being served. the person becomes more and more impersonal in relation to the world, and so their own personal problems begin to fade into the background. He or she is usually healthier, happier, and therefore more balanced. Many people today take up meditation, desire to serve, but find they have very little time and energy left over from their everyday life, looking after a family, the pressure of modern work conditions, and so on. The stress of modern life makes it quite difficult for people to serve in a meaningful way. There are many thousands of modern disciples or aspirants to discipleship who would serve if they could find a mode of service which would allow them the time to do the service and also to care for their families, do their jobs, and take part in modern life. For just such people, transmission meditation has been created. Transmission meditation is primarily a powerful service to the world, which at the same time is a very powerful, dynamic form of personal development of consciousness. The masters of our spiritual hierarchy are the custodians of all the spiritual energies entering the planet. A large part of their work consists in scientifically distributing these energies in the way needed to carry out the plan of evolution, of which they are also the custodians. The masters receive energies from cosmic, solar, and extraplanetary levels, and if they were to send them directly into the world as they receive them, for the most part, the energies would be too high in vibration. They would simply bounce off the majority of humanity. Transmission meditation has been developed to create groups to act as a substation for hierarchy, through which the energies can be sent and transformed, stepped down to a level where they can be absorbed and used by humanity. This also allows the disciples or aspirants to move away from a simple relationship to their own soul to a relationship to the kingdom of souls, the esoteric or spiritual hierarchy of the world. The hierarchy of masters are in the process of returning to the everyday world, and large numbers of them will be living openly among us. Their aim is to work in an open, conscious relationship with humanity. In doing transmission meditation, we have an opportunity to begin the process of conscious cooperation with the masters. Transmission meditation is very simple and easy to do, because the real work is done for us by the masters. There are seven force centers or chakras in the spine, from the base to the top of the head, through which energy can be sent and distributed. A person's aura is the sum total of all the energies gathered into and around that person through the chakras. No matter where these energies originate, they come into the individual through the chakras and the etheric physical body. And again, to digress just for a moment, the etheric physical, this is not something that many people are familiar with. We are familiar with solid, liquid, gaseous levels of physical, but apparently above that is four etheric levels. This is according to the Ageless Wisdom teachings. And we all have an etheric counterpart to our physical body. Back to the article. In transmission meditation, the masters send energies through the chakras at a particular potency that the individual can support. The energies are automatically stepped down, transformed, and distributed, not by the individual, but by the masters, to wherever they are needed in the world. The chakras used are usually the heart, throat, and the two head chakras, so one between the eyebrows and one at the top of the head. The people in the groups are asked not to attempt to send the energy to any particular country, group, or individual who they think might benefit from it. Only the masters know this very complex and exact science of planetary energy distribution. The groups need only hold their attention at the Ajna center, the center between the eyebrows. The masters do all the rest of the work. There are groups all over the world who see it as their task to distribute spiritual energy. They sit down, link together, and send the energy. But it is usually totally unscientific. The energy is usually their own soul energy. It is not simply, if it is not simply astral or emotional energy, it has no scientific value in terms of the Master's plans for the world. And Benjamin Krim's suggestion is that these people would do better by joining or forming a transmission meditation group and have really useful energy of the right potency, the right kind and vibration sent through them by the Masters. Mr. Krim goes on to say, transmission meditation is really a combination of two yogas, karma yoga, which is the yoga of service, and laya yoga, the yoga of the chakras, the energies. This is the true yoga of the coming age. By taking part in transmission meditation, your evolution is propelled forward at an extraordinary rate because of the potency of the spiritual energies sent through the chakras. The energies galvanize and activate the chakras as they pass through them. The Masters register the point in evolution of any individual by looking at the state of the chakras. To take part in transmission meditation, you only have to hold your attention at the Ajna Center between the eyebrows. In practice, you will find that the attention will not stay there. It will keep dropping to its usual level somewhere around the solar plexus. As soon as the energy drops, the attention drops, and you become aware of that, you have to bring it back to the Ajna Center. This is done by thinking inwardly the mantra Om. As soon as you think Om, you find that your attention automatically comes back to the Ajna Center. While your attention is held at the Ajna Center, a connection or alignment is formed between the physical brain and the soul. The energies do not come from your soul. They come from the Masters, from the kingdom of souls. But they proceed from the soul level. While the alignment between the physical brain and the soul is kept, you are in the transmission. As soon as your attention drops from the Ajna Center, you are no longer taking part. As you think on, the attention rises again. You are aligned. The process is one of being aligned, for a moment not aligned, and then once again aligned, and so it goes back and forth. The energies are invoked by the group saying at the beginning the Great Invocation. Members of transmission groups learn by heart the Great Invocation, which has been translated into many languages. It was used by Maitreya for the first time in June 1945 as a result of his decision to come into the world. The saying of the Great Invocation forms a conduit between the group and the Masters of the Hierarchy, and through that conduit, the energies are sent. And that seems an appropriate time to read out the Great Invocation. You can find it on the internet, by the way, and we can also send you a hard copy if you like. It can be used as part of a personal meditation, as well, of course, as at the beginning of transmission meditation. Here goes with the invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the Masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. So that was the Great Invocation. Carrying on with the article, the easiest way to do transmission meditation is to join an already existing group. If there is no group in your area within a reasonable distance, you can form your own group by joining with two other people. More people are more useful, but a basic group of three is a practical working group. If you have one group of three people, you have one triangle. The energy is triangulated, which potentizes it. If you have one more person, you have four triangles, which potentizes it more. If you have one more person, five, you have 10 triangles, and so on, in arithmetical progression. The more people, the more triangles, the more powerful is the group. It is so powerful that in 1 year of correct, sustained transmission meditation, you can make the same kind of advance as in 10, 15, or even 20 years of ordinary meditation. But the true fundamental purpose of transmission meditation is service to the world. The world needs these energies from the masters at the level that they can be absorbed and used. These are the energies that transform life on the planet. And it looks like we have time for a question and answer. This question is, since it's not everyone's cup of tea to take part in a transmission meditation group, how do you know whether you are fit or not? Only by practice. It is really a process of self-selection. You go to a transmission group or form a group and do it a few times, and either you are attracted by it and find it useful, satisfying, and really rather pleasurable, or you find it such a terrible bore that you never go back. There is no glamour. There is nothing to talk about. There are no stories, no gurus, no devotion. It is a purely objective, scientific process. It is work, a job. You can do it in any degree of intensity, up to 3 times a week for 3 or 4 hours. Of course, not everyone can maintain that intensity or rhythm, and so it tends to be a self-selective process. Those who cannot do it keep away. Those for whom it is natural tend to be the ones who do it. This is an act of service. It is service given to you on a plate. Many people today want to serve. People say, I long to serve, but I don't know how to begin. Well, there is a world to save. There are millions of people starving in the world. There are countless millions who are poverty-stricken and so on. There is a whole world to change and save and transform. So you do not have to go further than next door to serve. You do not have to go further than your transmission meditation room to serve. It is service given to you, the simplest, easiest form of service that exists. I can vouch for its effectiveness and its simplicity, but it is not for everyone, because some people want more. They want to have something to talk about, such as, where am I? Who am I? Does my guru love me? Does he not love me? Etc. Did you get that marvellous feeling when he looked at you? And so on. There is none of that in transmission work. It is a simple, pure act of service to the world, and so it tends to be self-selecting. Another question. What is the significance of coming together physically to transmit the energy rather than mentally connecting with other people, as in another meditation called triangles? The masters use groups because more energy can be safely passed through a group and at a higher potency than through the same number of separate individuals. There are important added factors on many levels in the physical coming together of a group. It also adds a dimension of vitality to the transmission which would otherwise be lacking. It adds a dimension to the identity of the group as a group. It contributes to the growth of the group soul, which is a long-term process. It creates a bond of love among the group members, which is, of course, the best thing you can do for yourself and the group. It is very important to come together in this way from the energetic and psychological point of view for the nurturing of the group as a unit of consciousness and as a vehicle for the love of the Christ now and in the coming time. And that looks to be as much as we can read out to you today. Just to repeat, we do have meditation groups, and you're very welcome to come along. We have them in Orewa, Glenfield, Howick, and Epsom. And they meet regularly on a weekly basis, same time, same place. Thanks very much for listening. If you want any more information, check out the website share-international.org or email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Wishing you a lovely week.